Good morning. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I've had trouble convincing myself all week that I was supposed to talk to you today. And so I pray that God will give unto me the words that He has placed on my heart. I want to share them with you. I want to start with I can't even read my notes. I believe I can't read my notes. I'm reading the wrong side of the paper. That's my problem. Okay, 2 Nephi 12. I think I got it all put together now. Good morning. I did want to read a few words to you. Actually, I do quite a bit of reading, but I want to start with page 136. That's 2 Nephi, the 12th chapter, and the 40th verse. Woe be unto the Gentiles, that's us, saith the Lord God of hosts. For notwithstanding, I shall lengthen out my arm unto them all the day long, and they will deny me. Do you really think that we will? I hope not. Nevertheless, I'll be merciful to them, saith the Lord God, if they repent and come unto me, for mine arm is strengthened, lengthened out all the day long, saith the Lord God of hosts. But behold, there shall be many in that day when I shall proceed to do a marvelous work among them, that I may remember my covenant which I have made with the children of men, and I may set my hand again the second time to recover my people, which are the house of Israel. And also that I may remember the promise which I have made unto thee, Nephi, and also unto thy father, that I would remember your seed. And the words of your seed should proceed forth out of my mouth unto your seed. And my words shall hiss forth unto the ends of the earth for a standard unto my people, which are the house of Israel. Because my words shall hiss forth, many of the Gentiles shall say, a Bible, a Bible. We have a Bible. And can there be any more Bible? And because of my words shall hiss forth from the Gentiles, that shall say, a Bible, we've got a Bible and we need no more Bible. But thus saith the Lord God, O fools, they shall have a Bible and it shall proceed forth from the Jews, mine ancient covenant people. That is this book. The one that proceeded forth from the house from the Gentiles, from the Jews. And my word shall hiss forth unto the ends of the earth for a standard unto my people, which are the house of Israel. And because my word shall hiss forth, many of the Gentiles shall say, a Bible, We got a Bible, and there can be no more Bible. But thus saith the Lord God, O fools, they shall have a Bible, and it shall seed forth from the Jews, mine ancient covenant people. And what thank they the Jews for the Bible which they have received of them? Yea, what do the Gentiles mean? Do they remember the travails of the Jews for the Bible which they received from them? Or what can the Gentiles mean? Do they remember the travails and the labors and the pains of the Jews and their diligence unto me in bringing forth salvation unto the Gentiles? O ye Gentiles, have you remembered the Jews, mine ancient covenant people? Nay, but you have cursed them and have hated them and have not sought to recover them. But behold, I will return unto thee, turn these things upon your own heads, for I, the Lord, have not forgotten my people. Thou fool that shall say, a Bible, we got a Bible, and we need no more Bible. Have you obtained a Bible save it were by the Jews? Know ye not that there are more nations than one? All men that are all men, and that I remember, though and I remember those who are upon the isles of the sea, and I ride, I rule in the heavens above and the earth beneath. And I bring forth my word unto the gentle children of men, yea, even upon all nations of the earth. Wherefore murmur ye, because you shall receive more of my word? Know ye not that the testimony of two nations is a witness unto you that I am God, and that I remember one nation like unto another? Yes, we need to know that we're not the only pebble on the beach. We are all put together. Wherefore I speak unto the same words unto one nation like unto another. And when the two nations shall run together, the testimony of the two nations shall run together also. And I do this that I may prove unto many that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I speak both my words according to mine own pleasure. Because that I have spoken one word, ye need not suppose that I can speak another. For my words are not yet finished, neither shall they be. No, they shall not be until the ends of a man, neither from that time henceforth and forever. Wherefore, because that you have a Bible, ye not suppose that it contains all my words, neither need ye to suppose that I have not caused more to be written. For I command all men, both in the east, in the west, in the north, and in the south, in the isles of the sea, and they shall write the words which I speak unto them. For out of the books which I have written, I will judge the world, every man according to his works, according to that which is written. For behold, I shall speak unto the Jews, and they shall write it. And I shall speak unto the Nephites, and they shall write it. And I shall also speak unto the other tribes of Israel, which I have led away, and they shall write it. And I shall speak unto all nations of the earth, and they shall write it. You know, as I read through this, I realize that we do not have all that God has for us yet. It's yet coming. Who knows when and how? And it comes to pass that the Jews shall have the words of the Nephites shall have the words of the Jews, the Nephites and the Jews shall have the words of the tribes of Israel, the lost tribes of Israel shall have the words of the Nephites and the Jews. It shall come to pass that my people, which are of the house of Israel, shall be gathered home unto the lands of their possessions, and my words shall be gathered in one. And I will show unto them that I fight that fight against my word and against my people who are of the house of Israel, that I am God, and that I covenant with Abraham that I would remember his seed forever. And now behold, my beloved brethren, I would speak unto you, for I, Nephi, would not suffer that ye should suppose that you are more righteous than the Gentiles shall be. And that puts a burden on us, doesn't it? For behold, except you shall keep the commandments of God, and ye shall also likewise perish. And because the words which have been spoken, ye need not suppose that the Gentiles are utterly destroyed. For behold, I say unto you that I am, that many of the Gentiles as will repent are the covenant people of the Lord. And as many of the Jews who will not repent shall be cast off. You know, we have a great responsibility, not just to sit here and warm the seats, but we have a great responsibility to hold up the light of God into the world. For behold, I say unto as many of the Gentiles as repent are the covenant people of the Lord, and as many of the Jews that will not repent will be cast off. And the Lord covenant with none save it be with them that repent and believe on his Son, who is the Holy One of Israel. And now behold, and now I would prophesy somewhat concerning the Jews and the Gentiles. For after the book which I have spoken of shall come forth, and be written unto the Gentiles, and sealed up again unto the Lord, there shall be many that shall believe in the words which are written, and it shall carry them forth unto the covenant, to the remnant of our seed. And they shall remember that, and then shall the remnant of our seed know concerning us, and how we came out from Jerusalem, that they may be descendant of the Jews. You know, as I read through that, I realize that we have not done, or not really accomplished, the task that he has placed upon us. I want to read that again. And the gospel of Jesus Christ shall be declared among them, wherefore they shall be restored again to the knowledge of our fathers, and also the knowledge of Jesus Christ which is among them. And then they shall rejoice, for they shall know that it is a blessing unto them from the hand of God. And the scales of darkness shall begin to fall from their eyes, and many generations shall not pass away among them, save they shall be a white and a delightsome people. It shall come to pass that the Jews, which are scattered, also shall begin to believe in Christ, and they shall begin to gather in upon the face of the land. These are some of the things that we can expect to see because of our labor and because of the mission which God gave unto us. And as many as shall believe in Christ shall also become a delightsome people. It shall come to pass that the Lord God shall commence his work among all nations, kindreds, tongues, and people, and bring about a restoration of his people upon the earth. And with righteousness shall the Lord God judge the poor, and reprove the iniquity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. For the time speed to come with the Lord God shall cause a great division among the people, and the wicked will he destroy, and he will also spare his people, even if it will be so be that they must destroy the wicked by fire. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And then shall the wolf dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion shall, and the fatling shall together, and a little child shall lead them. And a cow and a bear shall feed the young ones. Shall feed their young ones, shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play in the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den, and shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. As we read through this, I am convinced to realize that there is yet time, and much to be done yet in the earth. We have sat here since about 100 or so years with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, we have carried it out, but it really hasn't taken hold yet. As I read this, like it says it will. There is nothing that is secret save it shall be revealed. There is no work of darkness save it shall be made manifest in the light. And there is nothing which is sealed upon the earth that save it shall be loosed. Wherefore all things which have been revealed unto the children of men shall at that day be revealed. And Satan shall have power over the hearts of the children of men no more for a long time. And now, my beloved brethren, I must make an end of my saying. As I read through this, I realize that we have a charge, a responsibility. We have been given the light. We've been given responsibility. Somehow, we have yet a lot to do. We might also turn to the 24th chapter of Matthew. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness, to all nations, and then shall the end come. I'll read that again. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness, unto all nations, then shall the end come. Then let them which are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let them which are on a housetop not come down to take anything out of the house. Neither let him which is in the field return back and take his clothes. Woe unto them that are with child and those to them that give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as not since the beginning of the world. This time no, nor ever shall be. Except those days shall be shortened, there shall be no flesh saved. Like say, those days shall be shortened. Then man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, there believe it not. There shall be rise false Christs, false prophets, so great signs and wonders, insomuch as it were people they should deceive the elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore if you say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even to the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Wheresoever the carcass is, there will eagles be gathered together. You understand what that said? For as lightning coming out of the east and shineth in the west, those shall be coming of the Son of Man be. Wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. An eagle is a scavenger. And we can understand that because of the word and the truth that we have, will be those who will seek to destroy us. No, we're living in a day of peace. Reasonably good peace. We have no, do not have to fear for our lives, nor preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in secret. We can speak it openly. And it's a great privilege. Again, truly, it's not just up for us to speak it. We are to live it. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a way of life. And it tells us how we are to live, how we are to communicate one with another, how we are to love our brother as ourselves, how to care for the sick, weary. We have a great respect. And I'm not saying that we haven't done it, though. I'm not accusing us of anything. But I want to remind us this morning that we do have a great responsibility. And it would require of us more diligence, more willingness, and more effort to share precious news unto the world. No, we don't lock our doors. Anybody's welcome. But somehow we're not getting it to the rank and file. The earth and the civilization in these United States, as well as throughout the whole world, not a righteous one. However, I am willing to admit that we have more blessings, more peace than any place else in the world, as far as I can tell. We have a great reason to rejoice and praise God, to thank Him for this day. We're given one day a week in which we can assemble together. Not only just one day, we can gather together whenever we decide, whenever we need, whatever is required. We can reach out to those who are suffering. And I don't know how to advise or even ask that we be carry this gospel, not only the gospel, but the responsibility of this gospel to the world and the city in which we live. I know that we all enjoy this privilege of ours. They allow us to gather in without any hesitation. I'm not so sure how long that's going to last, but I pray that we will, whatever the days ahead will require of us, that will be equal to the task that lies before us. We will know the message that God has given us, that is to all people, all nations, all kindreds, tongues, and people. I think we're all aware that we're, at this present time, are pretty limited what we can do. For a long time, we were not able to travel outside of this great land of the United States of America. But I think it loosens some at least, and we can once more travel. But have we? I do not stand before you today to challenge you or to accuse you, but let us know that we do have a great responsibility. Not only to gather together here, but to hear the words of God, but to see that our neighbor knows about it. No, we cannot force this gospel on anyone. And we say the door is open, they can come and they hear whenever they want to. But I have a feeling that we can do more. That there are things that we can do to share this gospel, to invite the world to partake of the goodness of God. No. But we have, at this time, we have a lot of liberties and freedoms. But we need to share the hope that lies within us somehow with all mankind. It said, I read over there in the Book of Mormon where it said that the word would be had by the Nephites, be had by the Jews, be had by all nations of the earth. They would all have it. Do they? Do they? No, it's out there. But do they have it? Do they know what joy it is? Do they understand the joy that we enjoy as we sat here this morning and every week, middle of the week as well, and expound the scriptures to us that we might come closer to God? It's a great privilege. It's a blessing that we cannot deny that we can come together and hear the word of God preached. And that we can take it into our homes and use it as a guide of an everyday living. I don't know what more I can say, but I know that God is good. And he has given us a great responsibility. He has called us to carry this gospel into all the world. And I pray that we will be diligent. I don't know how to accomplish all these things. Only God knows. And I pray that as the time goes on, that we will accept the challenge. Carry this gospel to the four corners of the world. It says that the Nephites will have the words of the Jews, the Jews will have the words of the Nephites, and they'll all have the words of the lost tribes of Hasa, the house of Israel. We don't have the words of the lost tribes of the house of Israel, do we? Or am I missing something? No, God hasn't given them to us yet, as far as I know. Lost tribes. It's recorded that there will time come when they'll come out of the north. And they will come, the house of Israel will come in here and they will cleanse this land. And the Gentiles who repent and humble themselves will be numbered with them. To accomplish the great task that still lies before us. These are things that are in the future. How far in the future, I do not know. But I know that we must be prayerful. We must submit ourselves to God that when the time comes, we'll be able to do what He asks us to do. We're living in a precious day. I know that, at least I don't know how much freedom is had in other nations. But I know what freedoms we have. As long as we don't cheat, don't steal, don't murder, don't take advantage of a brother for a word, we'll do whatever God calls us to do. As I read there in the book of the Bible about the spoken of by Daniel the prophet, told us that we have a great responsibility. And I'm sure that I don't understand it for sure, what is required of us. But I know that there's coming a day when things will not be as easy. They are right now. And so while they are easy and open, we need to be diligent. And I cannot point a finger at any because I know that I am as lax as anyone probably, as far as being outspoken. Yet generous maybe is another word, or is my neighbor, towards all mankind, this gospel might be spread. They might know of the great blessings that this land is to us. I pray that God will bless us each with the Holy Spirit, take away the stumbling blocks, given to us speech, diligence, and desire. Carry this gospel to the four corners of the world. Okay. To the four corners of our own city to begin with. Or the four corners of this great nation of the United States of America. We have members probably in most every state somewhere. But we have not made a great, what's the word I want? Great cause of repentance and humbleness and a desire and a unity to serve the God of this. Who is the God of this land? We know it's Jesus Christ. He is our God. He came to bring salvation to us. And to dedicate this land, carry this gospel to all the world. And so this morning, let us take a great pleasure, desire, effort, fulfill our responsibility. No, I thank you for being here. I don't want to accuse or complain because I know that many of you have done far more than I ever have. Do we put our light under a bushel? Do we hide the reason that we do what we do? No, I don't think we do. I think we're pretty well open. We're diligent sharing this gospel. I know that there are many this day that are carrying the gospel into places that I could never get to. You know, I'm 94 years old, 95, I guess it is. And my days are numbered. And so is my ability. You've seen that I walk up here with a cane. And that's not just a show-off either. But I know that if I was not real careful, I would fall. We've heard many of our brothers, or several at least lately, say that they have fallen and broken a leg or arm or something. And injured themselves. I know how easy it would be to fall. Yet I thank my God that he gave me the strength and ability, though I have staggered. And I cannot say that I won't fall, but I make every effort that I can not to fall. He has helped me to do many things and care for my family and my home, my property. Yet I know that I have much help also. I don't want to discount that. I've had much help. And I thank God for everything. I thank him for this day. I thank him for the scriptures that are given to us. We do not have to hide. Read the word of God. We can shout it from the housetop. Of course, we might be accused of disturbing the peace if we are careful. But we're being prudent in our actions. I'm sure that we can spread this gospel more than we have. And I leave these thoughts with you this morning, hoping that it will encourage you not only to live the gospel, but to show the gospel, to share the gospel, to share the joy that is ours. It's unspeakable. I do not have the words to explain what the gospel of Jesus Christ means to me. I know it means the same to you. So may God bless you, keep you, and strengthen you in your hour of need. Read the words. Feast upon the word of God. They will give you the things that you should do and say. They'll give you the courage to live as he called us to live. God bless you all. And thank God for this time.